Welcome to Market Mantra, the program in which we give you a complete update on the economic, business and stock market news of the day. I'm Arjun Chaudhary and with me is my co-anchor in Hindi, Manoj Pathak.
Namaskar, Market Mantra ke tazang mein aapka swagat hai. Aadhe ghante ke is karyakram mein hamesha ki tarah hum desh aur duniya ki chuni hui karobari, aarthik aur share bazaar se taza khabron ko lekar hazir hain. हमारे साथ खबरों पर चर्चा के लिए आज स्टूडियो में आमंत्रित हैं आर्थिक मामलों के वरिष्ठ विश्लेषक प्रकाश चावला. प्रकाश जी नमस्कार, कार्यक्रम में आपका स्वागत.
नमस्कार.
आइए आरंभ करते हैं अंग्रेजी में हेडलाइन से जिसे लेकर मौजूद हैं अर्जुन चौधरी.
बेंचमार्क डोमेस्टिक इक्विटी इंडिसेस सस्टेन्ड पॉजिटिव मोमेंटम फॉर द सेवंथ स्ट्रेट सेशन टू एंड एट ओवर फोर मंथ हाई लेवल. सेंसेक्स क्लोजेस अबव 80,000 एंड निफ्टी रिक्लेम्स 24,300 पॉइंट्स. The Indian economy remains relatively less exposed and better placed to withstand spillovers from global growth slowdown, says RBI governor. And global crude oil prices edge up. Brent crude trades at $67.84 per barrel.
घरेलू शेयर बाजार में लगातार सातवें सत्र में तेजी. सेंसेक्स 80,000 के स्तर से ऊपर उठकर हुआ बंद. निफ्टी 24,300 के स्तर पर फिर से पहुंचा. भारतीय रिजर्व बैंक के गवर्नर ने कहा कि भारतीय अर्थव्यवस्था वैश्विक मंदी से कम प्रभावित और इससे होने वाले नुकसान को झेलने में बेहतर स्थिति में है. और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय बाजारों में कच्चे तेल का मूल्य बढ़ा. ब्रेंट क्रूड के दाम बढ़कर $67.84 प्रति बैरल के स्तर पर पहुंचे. घरेलू शेयर बाजार में लगातार सातवें सत्र में आज तेजी बनी रही. प्रमुख सूचकांक पिछले वर्ष दिसंबर के मध्य से लेकर अब तक के सर्वोच्च स्तर पर बंद हुए. विदेशी फंड की ओर से की गई खरीदारी और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय बाजारों से मिले सकारात्मक संकेतों पर चौतरफा खरीदारी हुई. आईटी और ऑटो सेक्टर की अगुवाई में प्रमुख सूचकांक 0.5% से अधिक लाभ के साथ बंद हुए. बॉम्बे स्टॉक एक्सचेंज का सेंसेक्स कारोबार के अंत में 521 अंक बढ़कर 80,116 पर बंद हुआ. उधर नेशनल स्टॉक एक्सचेंज का निफ्टी 50 162 अंक बढ़त के साथ 24,329 दर्ज हुआ. विस्तारित बाजार की ओर चलें तो छोटी और मझोली कंपनियों के शेयरों की भी अच्छी खासी लिवाली की गई. बीएसई मिड कैप इंडेक्स 0.9% लाभ में रहा. स्मॉल कैप इंडेक्स में 0.26% की वृद्धि हुई.
Benchmark domestic equity indices today ended over 0.5% up, fueled by strong rally in IT and the auto sectors following positive global cues and foreign fund inflows. The 30 share index of the BSE Sensex climbed 521 points to close at 80,116. The NSE Nifty 50 gained 162 points to settle at 24,329. Both the stock indices rose for the seventh straight session, ending at their highest closing level since mid-December 2024. Meanwhile, the broader market indices at the Bombay Stock Exchange also ended in positive territory. The mid-cap index increased over 0.9% and the small-cap index added 0.26%. In the Sensex pack, 24 out of the 30 companies registered an uptick. Among the top gainers, HCL Tech soared over 7.7%, Tech Mahindra jumped over 4.6% and Tata Motors advanced almost 4.6%. In the top laggards, HDFC Bank slid almost 2%, Kotak Bank slipped 1.8% and SBI dropped over 1.1%. In the sectoral indices of the Bombay Stock Exchange, 18 out of the 21 sectors logged gains. Among the top gainers, Focused IT climbed over 4.2%, Information Technology surged 4% and Tech increased by 3.1%. In the top laggards, BankEx as well as Consumer Durables both fell over 0.9% each and Financial Services dropped over 0.4%. The overall market breadth of the BSE was positive as shares of 2,078 companies advanced, 1,873 companies declined and shares of 155 companies remained unchanged. At the National Stock Exchange, 50 companies hit their 52-week high, while 7 companies hit their 52-week low.
नजर डालते हैं रुपए की स्थिति पर. अंतर बैंकिंग विदेशी मुद्रा बाजार में एक डॉलर की तुलना में रुपया आज 23 पैसे कमजोर हुआ. 85.42 रुपए के स्तर पर बंद हुआ. उधर दुनिया की 6 अन्य प्रमुख मुद्राओं की तुलना में डॉलर की स्थिति दर्शाने वाला सूचकांक समाचार तैयार किए जाने तक अंतर दिवसीय कारोबार में 99.09 पर चल रहा था. प्रकाशी, बाजार में लगातार पिछले कुछ सत्रों से तेजी बनी हुई है, आज भी अच्छी खासी तेजी रही और खास तौर से आईटी सेक्टर की जुड़ी कंपनियों में तेज बढ़त देखी गई। क्या प्रमुख कारण रहे आज की तेजी के पीछे?
अमेरिका से ट्रंप साहब ने कुछ सिग्नल दिए
जी,
और वो सिग्नल दो अंग्रेजी में जिसको रिकंसिलेटरी टोन की तरफ, मतलब कि एक तरह का जो टेम्पर्स हाई चल रहे थे टैरिफ वॉर के कॉन्टेक्स्ट में, चाइना के साथ जो एक तरह का ट्रेड वॉर चल ही रहा था, ऑलमोस्ट ओपन था, और वो ना केवल चाइना के साथ था, वो अपने उनका जो फेडरल रिजर्व के चेयरमैन है उनके साथ भी बड़े रिश्ते कोई अच्छे नहीं थे। और वो तो यहां तक भी कहने लगे थे कि भाई हमको इंटरेस्ट रेट कम चाहिए ही चाहिए किसी सूरत में भी, और हम तो किसी हद तक भी जा सकते हैं, ये ट्रंप साहब का कहना था।
जी जी जी।
और ये उसके चलते मार्केट में बड़ी नर्वसनेस सी फैली हुई थी। अब 24 घंटे पहले उन्होंने इस टोन को चेंज किया कि नहीं नहीं ऐसा कुछ नहीं है, पोवेल साहब, मतलब उन्होंने एक इंडिकेशन किया कि कोई वो दिक्कत नहीं है, तो मार्केट ने उसको बड़ा पॉजिटिव तरीके से लिया। दूसरा, वहां के अमेरिका के जो ट्रेजरी सेक्रेटरी हैं, जो इक्विवेलेंट हमारे फाइनेंस मिनिस्टर के, उसने
जी,
उन्होंने एक बड़ा इम्पोर्टेंट स्टेटमेंट दिया और उन्होंने कहा कि जो हमारी ट्रेड रिलेशंस हैं चाइना के साथ वो अब हम उस लेवल तक नहीं ले जाएंगे। तो बिल्कुल जो एक तरह का माहौल बनाने की कोशिश की जा रही है कि इतना बुरा नहीं, हम लोग डील्स करेंगे, एक दूसरे से मिलकर बैठेंगे।
जी जी।
तो चाइना की तरफ से भी कुछ इससे संकेत आए। तो ये सब, और फिर हमारे जैसे हमारे मुल्क में FIIs की बाइंग बड़ी अच्छी हो रही है। मार्च तक, अक्टूबर से मार्च तक FIIs खूब बेच रहे थे माल, फॉरेन इंस्टीट्यूशंस जो थे
जी,
विदेशी जो वो जो होते हैं अपने इंस्टीट्यूशंस खूब माल बेच रहे थे, लेकिन अप्रैल के महीने में तकरीबन $2 बिलियन, अब कहें तो आप समथिंग लाइक 17,000 करोड़ की उनकी परचेज हमारे हिंदुस्तान के बाजारों में हुई। तो ये सारे फैक्टर्स जो हैं मिलके पूरे विश्व स्तर पर मार्केट का माहौल को बहुत सुधारा है।
प्रकाश जी, क्वार्टर फोर रिजल्ट्स, टू व्हाट एक्सटेंट इज दैट आल्सो रिस्पॉन्सिबल फॉर द बाइंग इंटरेस्ट इन आवर मार्केट्स राइट नाउ? बजाज हाउसिंग फाइनेंस फॉर इंस्टेंस, the net profit went up by 54%. Mindtree has declared a dividend of 45 rupees. Tata Consumer Products has a net profit of, it's gone up by 52%. To what extent do you see corporate results also playing a role in this bull run that we're seeing in this brief period after what's been a bearish overtone in the market? What has been the thinking of hedge funds right now? And geopolitically, you have H.D. Vance, the vice president here, who has met our honorable prime minister as well. There seems to be great comments coming from them, from the U.S. itself. China Plus has always been something that's been floating around, but now it seems that there's going to be more direction to it, manufacturing in India. How do you see the markets? Do you see this bull run extending further and valuation of stocks going up even more?
Well, there are too many things that you are referring to. First things
first.
It's
all happening at the same time.
First things first. Corporate results. Corporate results is going to be quarter four. It's going to be a mixed bag. So you refer to IT sectors. There are two companies which have come out good numbers. Then the other two companies which have not given good guidance, because there are still fears about recession in the US market economy. The fears still persist because the tariff war went too far. So against those fears, because our IT sectors depends a lot on the US market. So if there's a recession, even if there are fears about, even if there are misplaced fears, it that definitely causes a lot of concern. And so there hasn't been a very good guidance from several companies as well. So the corporate results are going to be a mixed bag, right? Then there are geopolitical concerns. Geopolitical concerns, you mix it with the tariff war. As I referred earlier, there are some conciliatory tones coming for the last at least 24 hours. That's the result of which you see in terms of the market really zooming in the last.
Will there be a deal?
I think the US has realized now that there got to be a deal. You can't do it one way. You just can't do it unilateral and slap your own kind of tariffs without expecting a retaliation. This is what has happened with China. So you do 145%, I'll do 126% or 125%. So under those circumstances, the market was in a bad shape. So once the reconciliatory tones started appearing, the market took note of it. And then there was a lot of technical reasons. The market was also in a kind of oversold position.
My question is that the retaliation is against China. That's a benefit that India is reaping. Do you feel that's the case here with China Plus and with the visit here geopolitically? Do you think that our companies will reap the benefit of outsourced manufacturing to some extent with a deal being forged? Because China has been the primary attack for the US. You talk about the tariffs here. India, of course, has been facing 26% tariff from the US. Do you see a deal now with things improving between India and the US only because of what's happening between China and US?
Well, the deal between India and the US is underway. Already we are negotiating. So what kind of deals our negotiators are able to generate or are able to hammer out? Let's see how it works out.
So are the FIIs looking at it from that point of view? Because they've been buying a lot, 7 straight days. Of a bullish market. They've been buying into the market today as well. 1400 crore rupees net buyers into the market. Do you see that sentiment playing into their minds?
Well, that could be one of the factors. It could not be the only factor. After all, our economy is not only the tariff with the US and stuff like that. Our domestic consumption is a huge factor. Domestic consumption also plays a lot of a part. So FIIs would be looking to our domestic consumption also. And we have seen the bottom of it now. FIIs or the investors would have realized that maybe we have touched a bottom. Now there's a time to revive.
यहाँ पर आपने बड़ा अच्छा प्रसंग FIIs को लेकर उठाया है. कुल मिलाकर जो वैश्विक परिस्थितियां दिख रही हैं, उसमें जो भारत के समान कहले के देश हैं, उन सबों को देखते हुए क्या भारत वास्तव में जो अभी यानी कुछ ही दिनों पहले तक जो विदेशी निवेशक थे उनके लिए आकर्षण का केंद्र नहीं था, अब फिर से नया यानी अभिरुचि उनकी जगी है, उसके पीछे मुख्य कारक क्या? बाजार, हमारा अपना बाजार आधारित होना चाहिए, यानी घरेलू बाजार आधारित होना, या अन्य भी कारक है जो एफपीआईज को यहाँ निवेश करने के लिए प्रोत्साहित कर रहे हैं?
देखिए जी, हर अपने मुल्क की हर इकोनॉमी के कुछ यूनिक फीचर्स होते हैं. हमारे भी यूनिक फीचर्स हैं. अब कई बार ऐसा होता है कि एक पैराडॉक्सिकल सिचुएशन हमारे जो है उससे किसी चीज को फायदा हो जाता है. अब आप तेल का प्राइस, कच्चे तेल का दाम देखिए, क्योंकि रिसेशन के फियर्स थे, धड़ल्ले से नीचे गिरा जा रहा था. अभी आज थोड़ा बढ़ा है, लेकिन है तो नीचे
जी,
अंडरटोन तो नीचे ही है. तो ये सारी चीजें हमें तो फायदा करती है. जब मान लीजिए ग्लोबल ट्रेड में प्रॉब्लम हो रही है, उससे तेल के भाव नीचे आ रहे हैं, हम तो 80-85% इम्पोर्ट करते, तो हमारे हमारे झोली में तो अच्छा पड़ता है, हमें तो फायदा.
बिल्कुल.
तो वो ये सारी चीजें, फिर आपका इससे डोमेस्टिक कंजम्पशन को हेल्प मिलती है, गवर्नमेंट अपनी बैलेंस शीट इंप्रूव कर लेते हैं, और इसी तरह से अब जो इन्फ्लेशन है, इंटरेस्ट रेट, इन्फ्लेशन, सब चीजों का ताल्लुक होता है. अगर दाम पेट्रोल के नीचे आते हैं, फॉर्चुनेटली मॉनसून की खबर अच्छी बोली जा रही है
जी,
बताई जा रही है, तो फूड प्राइसेस नीचे आ रहे हैं, स्टेबल हैं, और उधर से पेट्रोलियम प्राइसेस भी काफी नीचे स्तर पर हैं, तो हमारा इन्फ्लेशन का आउटलुक बड़ा अच्छा नजर आ रहा है. तो एक तो इस सब के चलते एफआईआई को लगता है, अभी आईएमएफ ने सबके जो प्रोजेक्शंस हैं कम किए, हमारे भी कम किए, लेकिन हम स्टिल अभी सबसे ऊपर हैं
जी.
6.2 पे भी जो आईएमएफ ने बोला है 2025 का जो अनुमान है
जी,
वो हम चाइना का 4% किया है, हमारा 6.5 से 6.2 किया है. तो चूंकि ये सारी चीजें जो हैं, ये कहीं ना कहीं यूनिक फीचर्स की वजह से कई बार हेल्प हो जाती
है. द निफ्टी ऑटो वेंट अप बाय 2% टुडे. हाउ डू यू सी the EV market for India in terms of policy that the central government is planning to bring in further, rare earths in India itself, and for that matter, the US involvement with India as part of the deal making. How do you see Tesla operating in India? How do you see the EV market competitively? What is the valuation that you see for the auto sector near to medium term?
Well, you referred to auto sector reviving today, the auto index. The auto had a good it was hammered. The auto companies were hammered in the last few days or a few weeks. So there's a lot of it was oversold. And then auto sector had different kind of issues. Coming to electric mobility, that's what you are referring to. How it's going to pan out? Well, India has no choice but to follow electric mobility in an aggressive way, because these are our problems are manifold. We need to cut our dependence on import of crude oil. Then there are pollution issues in our major cities. We need to cut. So electrification or the electric mobility is going to be a given. We have no choice. So it is something that all auto companies are realizing it, and they are all moving towards it. So auto sector in the long run will continue to remain attractive. But the question of valuation, the question of particular issues, and then this entire trade war, the companies would like to see how it pans out before they commit themselves further.
Let's look at some more news from the Reserve Bank of India. Amidst heightened trade and policy uncertainties, RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra has said that the Indian economy remains less exposed and better placed to withstand spillovers from the global growth slowdown. Elevated financial markets volatility and dented consumer and investor confidence as India's growth is driven largely by domestic demand. As per the minutes of the Monetary Policy Committee meeting MPC held earlier this month, Mr. Sanjay Malhotra said there may also be some positive spin-off to the Indian economy from the likely softening of crude oil and commodity prices and relative tariff advantage. While announcing a downward revision of 20 basis points, the RBI governor said even at 6.5% growth, India would continue to be the fastest growing major economy. Voting for a cut of 25 basis points in the repo rate and an accommodative stance, the RBI governor said the decision will bolster private consumption and support a revival in private corporate investment activity. How important is this news for borrowers? 6% has been the repo rate. A 25 basis point cut would mean 5.75%. But what would be the likely bank rate that would benefit consumer and businesses? Do you see perhaps a 50 basis point cut would be something that the markets are expecting or hoping for?
Well, it cannot be done in one shot, you know. But one must look at the overall stance of the RBI governor's statement and the policy statement. The overall stance for the last, at least since the last policy was announced, has changed from totally an accommodative kind of a stance, a dovish kind of a stance, which means that yes, with inflation well below the target, I mean, after all, the target was 4% and we are within that target. So the inflation target being met, now the RBI has an elbow room to kind of indicate to the banks that, okay, we are there with you in terms of liquidity management. We are there with you in terms of your... And it's also giving signal to the industry that come on, invest, borrow. You can leverage it now. And then obviously, when it comes to the consumption part of the story, lower interest rate always helps the consumption, domestic consumption. So it pans out well for growth, so to speak.
Well, let's have a look at some more news from the International Monetary Fund, IMF. The IMF has cut its growth projections across the board in response to the trade war sparked by US President Donald Trump, steep tariffs on virtually all trading partners. In its latest World Economic Outlook, the IMF yesterday warned that the US is confronting an increased risk of recession as it downgraded its outlook for G7 nations. IMF slashed down the growth forecast for the global economy by 0.5% for this year to 2.8% and 3% in 2026, down from 3.3% for both years in its January update. Meanwhile, India continues to remain the world's fastest growing major economy and the only country expected to clock over 6% growth in the next 2 years. According to the IMF report, the Indian economy is expected to grow at 6.2% in 2025 and 6.3% in 2026. In January 2025, before the tariff came into the picture, the IMF had predicted 6.5% growth for both years. The report stated that the growth outlook for India was relatively more stable, supported by private consumption, particularly in rural areas. While for China, the growth projection has been slashed to 4% for 2025 and 4.6% for the next year. And the US is expected to be more affected with 1.8% GDP growth forecast this year, followed by 1.7% in 2026. Prakash, you spoke about inflation, which has been the elephant in the room. But India seems to manage that. March 3.6%, that's something the RBI also looked at. And inflation globally has been something that is likely to affect growth. Tariff has been the latest cause of that inflation upgrade. How do you see India navigating through that? Again, it comes down to deal making, does it not, with the US, so that India's imports for subsequent exports and its GDP growth is managed as per projections?
Well, the, when it comes to IMF's projection and in terms of economic growth prospects, we are better off, as you referred in your story. We are better off, certainly, better off than the others. But then we also take a hit. We also take a hit from 6.5 to 6.2. Why? Because we live in a global environment. Global trade gets affected. Some way or the other, we also get affected. But we are still better off because our domestic consumption story remains intact. And as RBI governor has pointed out, that India is in a kind of a unique position. We are better off because our domestic, we are less exposed to the global trade and environment. So in a way, that is helping us out. If we are depending too much on our exports, like China, China's economy depends to a huge extent on global exports. We are keen to expand our exports. We have been doing so. But our domestic consumption has been our strength. So that is what is standing us out.
आइए खबरों का सिलसिला आगे बढ़ाएं। सरकार ने दालों के घरेलू उत्पादन को बढ़ाने में योगदान देने वाले किसानों को प्रोत्साहित करने और आयात पर निर्भरता घटाने के लिए खरीद वर्ष 2024-25 के लिए राज्य के उत्पादन के 100% के बराबर मूल्य समर्थन योजना के अंतर्गत अरहर, उड़द और मसूर की खरीद की को मंजूरी दे दी है। केंद्रीय कृषि और किसान कल्याण मंत्रालय की ओर से जारी एक वक्तव्य में ये जानकारी दी गई है। सरकार ने बजट 2025 में ये भी घोषणा की है कि देश में दालों में आत्मनिर्भरता हासिल करने के लिए केंद्रीय नोडल एजेंसियों अर्थात नेफेड और एनसीसीएफ के माध्यम से 2028-29 तक अगले 4 वर्षों के लिए राज्य के उत्पादन का 100% अरहर, उड़द और मसूर की खरीद की जाएगी।
Well, let's have a look at the Asian and the European markets. Most Asian stocks edged higher today amid hope of easing trade tension between US and China. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index surged over 2.3%. Japan's Nikkei climbed almost 1.9%. South Korea's Kospi ended over 1.5%. And Singapore's Straits Times Index gained over 0.9%. Conversely, China's Shanghai Composite Index fell marginally by 0.1%. Meanwhile, major European indices were trading higher. Germany's DAX was trading 2.3% up. France's CAC 40 rose over 2%. And London's FTSE 100 was trading over 1.2% up when reports came in. Japan is a very unique case here, Prakashji, because in terms of taking a manufacturing hit because of these tariffs, they are more affected than China. How do you see their security sell-off of treasuries affect how the dollar is placed right now? It's In the dollar index, it's 99. And the yield on the bonds is almost touching 5% for the 30-year bond.
Well, dollar, if you have seen in the last few weeks, has lost some of its sheen. And this sheen, which was lost by dollar, has gone in favor of gold. As you have seen in terms of INR, the gold is about 1 lakh rupees per 10 grams. And so is the story worldwide. Most of the European, not only the, most of the central banks all over the world are investing in gold. The dollar continues to be a unique position of asset kind of a class, but it has lost. So the kind of investing in the dollar and the US Treasury bonds, which was considered to be the most important thing. So there is a realization that should there not be a kind of a second alternative?
Well, let's have a look at the U.S. markets now. U.S. stocks rebounded on Tuesday as a release of quarterly earnings reports and hints at the de-escalation of U.S.-China trade tensions boosted market sentiment. The rally followed steep losses in the previous session and was led by a sharp rebound in blue chip and technology stocks. NASDAQ composite climbed 2.7%, Dow Jones industrial average jumped over 2.6%, and S&P 500 rose 2.5%. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump backed off from threats to dismiss Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell after days of intensifying criticism of the central bank chief for not cutting interest rates. Trump also expressed optimism regarding a potential trade agreement with China, suggesting it could lead to substantially lower tariffs on Chinese goods. Three questions, in fact. One is, you have the tech stocks bouncing back, including NVIDIA. You also have, you mentioned about Jerome Powell, the chairman. There seems to be some reconciliation between the president and the Fed chair. And thirdly, the deal with China. Is that likely to play out?
All three things will play out. And things seems to be going not on a too much of a positive lens, but there is a ray of hope that the tensions will be eased somehow. And that is what you see in the market today. The reflection is very clear. Technology stocks all over the world have really bounced back because they were the ones who were really facing their trouble. You had Apples of the world, which were importing, which were manufacturing in China and selling in the US. Then they realized what is going on. You can't be putting so much of tariff on a company's products, which is an American company's, just because it's got a manufacturing facility in China, but it's at the end of the day, it's an American company. American company is getting hit, American consumers are getting hit. This realization dawned on them.
So let's have a look at the oil market now. Oil prices climbed today as investors weighed a fresh round of U.S. sanctions on Iran. A drop in U.S. crude stocks and a softer tone from President Donald Trump toward the Fed Reserve and his tariff war with China. Brent crude was trading almost 0.6% up at $67.84 per barrel. WTI crude was trading over 0.6% up at $64.08 per barrel when reports last came in.
आइए चलें सर्राफा बाजार जहां सोने की चमक आज थोड़ी फीकी दिख रही थी. अंतिम समाचार मिलने तक भारत में 24 कैरेट सोने का मूल्य 1.72% घटकर 95,890 रुपए प्रति 10 ग्राम के स्तर पर था. वहीं चांदी 0.27% बढ़त के साथ 96,550 रुपए प्रति किलो के स्तर पर कारोबार कर रही थी. एमसीएक्स में अंतिम समाचार मिलने तक जून आपूर्ति वाले सोने का मूल्य 1.77% घटकर 95,618 रुपए प्रति 10 ग्राम पर चल रहा था. वहीं मई आपूर्ति वाली चांदी 0.23% बढ़त के साथ 96,095 रुपए प्रति किलो पर थी. बस यहीं पर श्रोताओं की ओर से आपका बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद.
शुक्रिया.
And before we close, a reminder of the headlines. Benchmark domestic equity indices sustained positive momentum for the seventh straight session to end at over four-month high level. Sensex closes above 80,000 and Nifty reclaims 24,300 points. The Indian economy remains relatively less exposed and better placed to withstand spillovers from global growth slowdown, says the RBI governor, and global crude oil prices edge up. Brent crude trades at $67.84 per barrel. And that's it in this edition of Market Mantra. For now, goodbye.